You have now warmed us up for our next story about warming up. It's a topic producer David Shulman knows a lot about. He's interviewed musicians of all stripes for his series, Musicians in Their Own Words. And he likes to limber up by asking this question: what do you do to warm up? He has posed the question to concert pianists, Brazilian jazz vocalists, Tuvan throat singers, and the musicians' answers can be as distinct as the music they make.
I just do scales.
It's quite boring, but it works.
In Santa Barbara, I live in front of the ocean. When I'm practicing, I go to the Natural History Museum, to the bird room, and I try to imitate the birds. It's beautiful because I see if I can speak with them, you know. So I hear a sound and I'm very good at seagulls.
I love to have a good, light, healthy lunch and a little nap. And then before a performance, yes, I warm up the voice, but maybe no more than 5-10 minutes because I have to keep the freshness of the voice. So the only way to do it is to be silent.
Usually I just start something from traditional to one music, like...
I warm up pretty much the way most bluegrass singers warm up, which is like that's about me warming up.
I wanna sing that rock and roll. I want to electrify my soul. 'Cause everybody been making a shout so big and loud, been drowning me out. I wanna sing that rock and roll.
The best thing probably to do is to sing with the radio on the way to the gig.
Does it matter what radio you listen to?
Pardon me?
Does it matter what kind of radio?
Well, I would say oldie stations and stuff like that. I mean, something that with familiar music that you can sing along with loudly.
I start with lip trills. We call it buzzing. It's very simple. Not putting any stress on the voice at all. And from that, I do do a lot of, I guess you should say, sirens. Those are just woo, just to wake up the entire voice from top to bottom.
The way that when you wake up in the morning, you're kind of checking how your body is, you know, whether you feel creaky, whether you're in pain or whether you feel stiff or not. The same thing with the instrument. When I make the first sound, I always want it to be a friendly sound. I want to make friends with the instrument and the bow. So I'm not there to attack it and say, go at top speed. You know, you're not gunning the motor. You're trying to just ease it in and feel the lay of the land because you're about to enter into some kind of partnership.
What it takes for a musician to get warmed up. We heard the words and sounds of old-time singer Abigail Washburn, concert pianist Lung Lung, Brazilian jazz master Flora Purim, mezzo-soprano Cecilia Bartoli, Tuvan rocker Albert Kuviesen, singer-songwriters Gillian Welch and Dar Williams, bel canto tenor Lawrence Brownlee, and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Our montage was produced by David Shulman. You can find the list on our website, along with other stories from the series Musicians in Their Own Words. It's at npr.org.